Dialect of Empingham, Rutland. Mr. John Skellett, aged 86, talking to Mr. Albert Roslin, aged 82, both retired farm labourers, natives of Empingham, recorded by Stanley Ellis in May 1957.
Ah, Robin, the days is long.
There are no
whistling and singing all day long. No, they wouldn't do it.
No.
They wouldn't get up in the morning for one thing.
They got to ride now.
Yes.
They got to ride.
Well, they come on for the dinner to the tractor now.
Of course they do.
Well, they avoid us.
Well, they do. He's good men, don't they? Well,
I didn't, they?
He's on an old tractor. Mm. You're a good boss, though.
Oh, yes.
You're a slipping boss. Hard with. She was looking there as open, so she says one to me one day, she says, do you know Roslin? And I says, what's that? She says, you were with the boss 15 years, the last time you were with him, and then he says you were with him 10 years before that. And now, he had borrowed me, because the guard of his horse says, well, Joe Clark would buy it.
I remember old Joe being off
there. Well, see, and then he borrowed me. And the boss never said no to me all the week. It was on a Monday when Master Charles asked him. So Sunday, Saturday when he paid me dinner time, he says, shall you stand on one side? I've always paid me first, because I used to see two of the fat bullocks, do you see, the bosses. He says, shall you stand on one side? I just want to have a few words with you. I says, aye. So I stood on one side because the chaps want to know what I'm going to say to me. So they were squinting round the gate, but come on in the kitchen, he said, I want to have a few words for you. Went in the kitchen. He says, do you know, he says, Master Charles wants to borrow you? I said, no, I don't know. Well, he said, he asked me last Monday. I said, well, then why didn't you say something so now? I says, that's funny going on. Never named it to me.
No.
Well, he said, I don't want you to go. Well, I said, now, that's funny now. I says, if your wagoner was bad, and you want to borrow a man off of somebody, another farmer, and he wouldn't let him come, should you like it? You see?
Yeah.
I done it for kindness.
Certainly.
And I went. And I stopped with him while he had a sale then. I used to do all his edge cutting all around the edge side, the road sides for the boss.
Charlie wasn't a bad boss, was he?
He was a good boss.
Yeah.
He was.
Nice fella.
First time, you know, when I come up to see him, he was in there. In the room, resting, knocked on the door, so the maid come to the door. I says, Master Charles in? Yes, she says. So she went to the room door and knocked on it, and he says, you wanted some? Oh, who wants me? You know how he used to talk. She says, Mr. Roslin. He jumped up and he come. He says, come on in. Come on in, Albert. Come on in. Bring a bottle of beer up. So, got talking and that. And he said, when I first come up with his dad. To leave a wagon for him.
Yes.
You see. 60 years ago when I first come up here with a wagon for him.
Nip about then.
Oh, go ahead. I can jump about now, old mate. To her age.
Yeah.
I go start with her Friday.
Yeah?
At market.
Yes, I go. Yes. That's the only little time I go out, you see.
Yeah.